In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Predestined by Christ, for Christ, by eternal decree, every movement of her life was composed, orchestrated, and animated by divine grace. In Saint Anne's long barren womb, she arose full of grace, preserved free from the stain of original sin from the first moment of her existence. Her nativity is the dawn that precedes the rising of salvation's sun. Thy birth, O Virgin Mother of God, brought joy to the whole world, for out of thee arose the Son of Justice, Christ our God. At the tender age of 3, accompanied by pure Hebrew maidens with lighted lamps, Mary ascended to the steps of the temple unaided, was received and blessed by the high priest, and remained there to be educated in prayer and service until the time of her betrothal. By this, her presentation, Mary raised the standard of perpetual virginity by a formal vow. By her example, God opens the way for all who will follow her in consecrated virginity. Through her betrothal and marriage to Saint Joseph, God the Father safeguarded Our Lady's reputation, the legitimacy of His incarnate Son, provided for both their needs and their protection in the earthly sphere. And through Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, together He broadcasted the splendor of family life well lived. Through the Annunciation, the Almighty, through the angel, instructs His treasured daughter so that she received the faith of Christ before receiving His flesh. Through the Annunciation, our Lord made possible also the Virgin's free ascent. Friends, at every moment of her life, Our Lady bore witness to the fact that she existed for no other purpose than to be and to do the good pleasure of the Most Holy Trinity. The Visitation, the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, her purification and presentation of Jesus in the temple, the flight into Egypt, the return to Nazareth, and the finding of the child Jesus in the temple, her presence at the marriage at the Feast of Cana, during the public ministry of Jesus, and especially at the foot of the cross on Calvary, and finally her presence with the apostles at Pentecost. All these moments, filled as they were with grace and divine charity, make it more certain that the Blessed Virgin was God's alone, and that it was fitting that at her domission she would be body and soul assumed immaculate into heaven. So on this feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary, as we come to receive upon our tongues and in our persons the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, let us beg of God the Father the grace to enjoy a taste of Our Lady's total devotion to her divine Son, saying, Almighty, everlasting God, who took up body and soul the Immaculate Virgin Mary, Mother of your Son, into heavenly glory, grant, we beseech you, that always devoting ourselves to heavenly things, we may be found worthy to share in her glory. Through the same Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the unity of the Holy Ghost, God, world without end. Amen. Immaculate Heart of Mary, most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.